What's up, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. And today, just wanted to talk quick about communicating your message and fighting the resistance, the fear, and the stories in your head that oftentimes most likely holds you back from communicating your message. Now, when I talk about communicating your message, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be out there starting your own podcast, unless that's something that you truly feel called to do, of course. But in business, in life, in our relationships, in all the areas of our life, oftentimes we have this message or these things that we would like to say or want to say at times, and are afraid of what people are going to think, that prevents us from saying it, right? We continue to hold back and essentially not be the real version of ourselves because we're afraid of what people are going to think of us, or afraid of what people are going to say, or how they're going to react. With all the political correctness that we have in our life nowadays, people are afraid to say just about anything, because there's always somebody that's not going to agree with our message. And I think that's one of the biggest factors, that if we can realize that and come to understand that no matter what you do or what you say, there's always going to be someone that will not agree with it. And so if we know this, and we know that no matter what happens or what we do, there's always going to be someone that's going to disagree or not come in line with your message, then why would you consistently choose not to say anything or do something because you're afraid of what someone might think? Like, if we already know that no matter what we do or say, not everyone's going to agree, like, even if we didn't take action, someone could not agree with that, right? So communicate your message, be yourself, be real, tell the truth, and don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Like, no matter what you do, there's going to be someone out there that isn't going to agree 100% with you or with what you do or the actions that you have. So instead of living the shell of yourself and being afraid of what others might think, say, or do about you, just go ahead and be yourself. Like, free yourself. You know, talked about it before, about how in the Bible it talks about how the truth will set you free. Well, the same thing will set you free by just being yourself and just communicating your message or saying the things that you feel that you need to say or want to say, versus continually having this battle in your mind about being careful about what you say or what people might think or do in response to those. Like we already talked, no one is going to agree with you 100% of the time, no matter whether you choose to communicate your message or whether you choose not to, because you've given in to your internal thoughts and conversations that you have with yourself inside your head. So across the board, leading this legacy lifestyle, you know, in your relationship with your wife, like, or your spouse and your kids, you know, be yourself. Be real with them. Let them know how you are feeling and thinking. Don't stuff it inside. That just leads to suppression and sedation and into a whole nother list of problems in your life, because you are choosing to hold back and hold in, essentially just stuffing things inside, which isn't healthy either. It could be in fitness, and you, I mean, there might be certain activities that you choose not to do because you're afraid or you're worried about what people would think of you if they knew that you did it. You know, whether that's CrossFit or boxing or rowing or bowling, I don't know, whatever the hell it is for you, it doesn't matter. Like, if it's something that you feel called to do or that you want to do, then do it. Like, don't choose not to do things in your life because you're worried about what people are going to think, say, or do about you. Like, that sounds like a pretty horrible way to go through life. But it's a very common thing for people to do because we are always so conscious about what others think. Like, now I get it if, I mean, you are who you are, and so for some it is going to be harder than others to get through this. Like, you know, my wife at times can be very, you know, she just gets embarrassed easily. And for years and years, I would fight that. I'd be like, why are you so embarrassed? Like, you shouldn't be embarrassed. Like, telling my wife how she should feel or shouldn't feel. So I'm not telling you how you should or shouldn't feel. I'm just having you consider that you might want to challenge or question some of the stories and the resistance that you play in your head on a daily basis. And just give it a shot. Like, try to come out of your comfort zone a little bit and start to test things that you would like to say, would like to do in your life to see what actually happens. To test these stories that, and this resistance that pops up in your life and in your heads that are telling you not to do this or not to do that or not to say this or not to say that. Actually try it one time. Like, test it and actually say the thing or communicate the message that you initially wanted to communicate, no matter what area of life that might be in, with a client, with a friend, with a family member, and see what happens. See if the actual reality of the event lines up with the story that you were telling yourself beforehand, that to see if those two line up. Like, because 99% of the time, the stories that you tell in your head about what is going to happen if you did this or said this is complete bullshit. Like, it doesn't line up with what the actual reality happens when you actually go ahead and do or say the thing that you wanted to say but held back from saying because of the stories and the resistance in your head. So I hope that makes sense. And like I said, just test it. Start to test it. Take small steps. And I think you will see that, number one, you'll feel free. You'll feel more alive and like yourself. And number two, you'll start to realize that these stories in our head and this resistance that's popping up is really just our natural defense mechanism as human beings that's trying to keep us in this comfort and complacent zone, which keeps us out of the growth and the expansion to truly become bigger and better people in all areas of our life. So I honor you guys. Appreciate you guys. I love you guys for taking the time once again every day to listen. Check me out at livealegacylifestyle.com for all of the other podcasts that we have recorded and up on the site there. And hope you guys have a great day and into the weekend here. I will talk to you tomorrow.